Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. Politics, Democratic arithmetic, political math in a moment. But the contest for the Democratic nomination requires a makeover, we think, this morning. The Takeaway's challenge is create some slogans for the Clinton and Obama campaigns, like this one. Phil says the Clinton campaign should have Chelsea Clinton say this: vote my mama, not Obama. You can send your suggestions to 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Superdelegates,
a big word these days. There are only six states left to vote in the Democratic primary, six states that add up to roughly 217 regular delegates. That, of course, depends on exactly which numbers you're relying on, but somewhere around there. That means that at least the estimated 220 superdelegates will still undecided take on an even greater importance, because based on these estimates right now, there are more superdelegates undecided than regular delegates.
They are so super.
And joining us to parse through all of this is Jeff Zeleny, our pal from the New York Times, and our pal Andrea Bernstein, who is the Takeaway political director. And let's start with you, Andrea. You heard Howard Wolfson earlier. What is the Clinton campaign doing to shape its message to party insiders to grab those superdelegates?
Well, it's pretty clear that they're going to be making the same argument that they have been making. The problem for them is these last 2 weeks were in some sense a laboratory for them. Obama had a bunch of very bad news cycles with the Reverend Wright affair. There was the issue of the gas tax, which Clinton thought would really gin up her support among working class white voters. And what happened? The race ended the way it began, with the polls at the end of the race matching exactly where they were in Pennsylvania. So there did seem to be a period where he was dropping and she was going up, and then it came back to where it was. And that doesn't give her a lot of fodder for the argument that Obama can't weather trouble, because he did weather this, and he seems to have ended up exactly where he began. And she lost in some key counties in Indiana, the suburbs of Indianapolis, where I was last week, and she seemed to be doing well there. But these are affluent counties, and her argument that people who weren't for the gas tax were elitist, her sort of argument against the economists, which has not been a position she's taken for most of the campaign, the evidence suggests that there was a negative reaction against that, and Obama won those counties pretty handily. So not only did she not do as well as she'd hoped, but her argument may have actually backfired for her. And that makes it very tough in going for the superdelegate campaign, which is, of course, the biggest delegate prize remaining.
Jeff, Hillary Clinton won Indiana, but Barack Obama did quite well in North Carolina. And essentially, when you take a look at the numbers, he picked up somewhere around 95 delegates, whereas she only picked up somewhere around 76 delegates. Barack Obama is still ahead. Can she catch him?
Well, given the current primaries coming up, as you said, only six contests, she cannot catch him on the calendar. The only place she has a chance to is in the vast wasteland of superdelegates, if you will. But that becomes an increasingly uphill challenge for her because of the results of last night. So what the Clinton campaign is doing right now is saying, look, what about Florida and Michigan? They're taking the argument back once again that Florida and Michigan have to be factored into this. Of course, their delegates have not been included because they held their primaries before the party rules allowed. So if Senator Clinton is going to remain in this fight, which we think she is, she put out her schedule this morning. She's flying to West Virginia. She has a fundraiser tonight in Washington. She's flying to South Dakota tomorrow. All these places have primaries coming up. If she's going to continue, it is going to have to be, she'll have to get some relief from either Florida or Michigan, and the Democratic National Committee will decide that at the end of the month at a meeting in Washington.
Now, the bottom line is Barack Obama is still ahead in the delegate count, still ahead in the popular vote. Can we expect to see today, tomorrow, or in the next couple of days, some of these superdelegates coming out, perhaps in droves, but backing Barack Obama? Because the dynamics numerically just haven't changed, and we're getting down to the wire here.
I mean, I don't know if we'll see them coming out in droves or not, but the Obama campaign has been very skilled in always having a handful of these superdelegates, of these Democratic Party officials, sort of already. And even after some of his defeats in Pennsylvania and Ohio, they were still rolling some out. So the Obama aides that I am speaking with this morning are saying, yes, there will be some more today. And Senator Obama is going back to Washington later this afternoon. He'll be there all day tomorrow. He is going to begin meeting with these Democratic Party officials. And, you know, probably a week from now, even, you know, a few days from now, it looks like there will be more people in his column. But, again, the Clinton campaign believes in its argument that Senator Obama is a wounded general election candidate, largely because of his association with his former pastor, Reverend Wright. Mm-hmm. So they are still going to be making that argument. And if you look at some of the election returns around Indiana, around North Carolina, he did fail in some places to make this argument. So we'll see how it goes, but certainly Senator Obama has a stronger argument this morning to take to superdelegates.
But, Andrew, you spent a lot of time in Indiana, and it just doesn't seem as if the Reverend Wright issue, which so many pundits predicted would really harm Barack Obama at the polls, it didn't seem to bother the voters so much.
Well, I think that there were voters that it did bother, but in the end, they came to their conclusion that they were going to vote for him anyway. I mean, I think there was sort of a sag in the middle of this race when Hillary Clinton looked like she was really pulling ahead. So I think that, you know, things did change. I mean, one of the things that's so interesting, if you look at the exit polls that were in the New York Times this morning, is that Obama won among economically distressed voters. He tied Clinton with people who said, he's like us. And that's the big card she's been playing. So if you're a superdelegate this morning, it's hard to think, what are the results telling me that are going to influence me to say that I was for Hillary Clinton today if I didn't say it yesterday? And that is the challenge. And when you were speaking with Howard Wolfson earlier, I think it was pretty clear that even he was saying, yes, you know, we have an uphill battle, but this race is almost over. 93% of the pledged delegates done, and I don't know how much longer that can be strung out.
It's almost over, but not quite, which is why Jeff Zeleny from the New York Times is still on the road. Thank you. I'm sure we'll be speaking to you soon, and Andrea Bernstein will continue covering the ins and outs. She's our Takeaway political director. Thank you to both of you.
Thank you.
And now it's time for some more headlines from Femi Okeh.
Just a quick trip into the news this morning. It's 20 minutes to the hour. The country of Burma is still recovering from the weekend's tropical cyclone, which has now left 22,000 dead, and a new figure for the numbers of missing people, 41,000 aid has already begun to arrive, with the US pledging $3 million and some naval support as well. And in China, President Hu Jintao vowed to continue talking with the Dalai Lama, but also suggested that the Tibetan spiritual leader is causing more problems than he's solving. He demanded that the Dalai Lama stop trying to incite violence and harm the upcoming Olympic Games in Beijing. Just a suggestion.
Thank you, Femi.
You're welcome.